Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
.305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It's a little overcast, kind of windy, kind of breezy. It does feel almost like we could have a little rain rolling through, and it's probably because we could have a little rain rolling through. But after that, man, it's just clear and should be rather pleasant, rather warm. We got a lot of stuff we'll be dealing with this afternoon. It is Friday Eve, so of course, Brian Maloney, media equalizer, is going to be here at 3:35, kind of analyze where we are politically. It's the one part of the world where it's pure politics. That's what Brian does better than anybody else. We got Rob Chadwick, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. He is the man behind so much effective tactical training developed for the Bureau throughout the years. Now, he's in charge of education and training over at Delta Defense, which is the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you know what? Before I move on, let me just say that as a result of Rob and as a result of the United States Concealed Carry Association, we now have additional gifts for our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honorees. Yeah, they sent a couple of cases of really very, very nice range bags that we'll be able to use probably for the next year. They sent quite a few. Oh, and Tony Pham. Tony, of course, formerly headed up ICE for President Trump. He is now a senior fellow at the America First Policy Institute and just a brilliant guy. I'm trying to figure out exactly what there is left for President Trump to do on the border issue. Does everything now turn towards sort of the interior? Well, anyway, we'll chat with Tony. We'll do that at 5:35, 4:20 this afternoon. We've got a family four-pack of tickets for the Richmond Flying Squirrels. They are rolling it up, man. The diamond is almost a thing of the past, and you'll have the chance to get a family four-pack of tickets for one of the final games to ever be played at the Diamond. Has anybody figured out what happened with Todd Gilbert? Like, I just don't know. Todd Gilbert, of course, longtime member of the House of Delegates, had been the Speaker of the House of Delegates. He resigned from the House of Delegates, what, a month or two ago, something like that. He was nominated to be the U.S. attorney for the Western District of Virginia. For the last month, he had been the interim U.S. attorney, the acting U.S. attorney. And yesterday, apparently at 5 p.m., he resigned. And nobody seems to know what the heck is going on. I have no idea. I saw something he put out on X. It was a scene from Anchorman, like where Ron Burgundy gets into a dust up with a whole bunch of other news crews. What did he say? Wow, this has escalated quickly or something like that. And then somebody did reach out to him on X as a result of that and said, hey, is everything okay or what's going on? He said, oh, yeah, everything's fine. But I don't know. Maybe somebody a little bit closer to Todd can give us some insights, try and figure out exactly what's going on. And I don't know if this means he's no longer nominated for U.S. attorney. My understanding was he simply had resigned from the interim position, but that President Trump still has his nomination out there in front of the U.S. Senate. So I just don't know. It was really, really a shocking situation. Very, very bizarre. If you do have any insight or you have some thoughts, you can always hit me up. The James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Great time today in jail. Yeah, it was one of those days. This was the first day of class for our latest cohort at the Pamunkey Regional Jail. And I am so happy to report we now have a waiting list for inmates to participate in the Inside Out Dad program. About a year ago, we started this. And I had been angling for it for quite a while. Chris Beach, and you know Chris, the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, just Chris is like 10 of the best guys that I know. I mean, he's an amazing human being. And the Inside Out Dad program had been offered in some area lockups as well as Department of Corrections facilities. And I said to Chris, you know, I got Pamunkey Regional Jail relatively close. We need somebody there. And he said, yeah, I agree. And I kept annoying him and harassing him and angering him and poking him. Anyway, we finally got it done. And I am very humbled to say that I am the lead instructor for that program at Pamunkey. And this is the third class that we're getting underway with a waiting list. So hopefully it makes a difference for some of the guys who are locked up. And to me, it's always an eye-opening experience. I think this is one of the reasons that Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard and I are such good friends. You know, we both come from a law enforcement background, police background. Carl did it far more effectively and efficiently and as a career than I did. I, you know, spent a couple of minutes 1,000 years ago as a cop in a galaxy far, far away. Carl devoted his life to it. He's a career guy. But we both figured something out, that the people you're locking up are getting out. Right? Most of the people, 98-99% of the folks who are incarcerated are going to be released. So do you want them released with no skills whatsoever, no training, no tools to become productive members of society? Or is it worth a little bit of effort, a little bit of time, a little bit of an investment to help those people get off of whatever the substance is, right? I don't care whether it is weed or alcohol or prescription pain medication, whatever it is, to get them off of that and also give them maybe some insight into the stuff they've been screwing up, right? Nobody goes to jail because they're having a great day. A lot of the guys in jail, a lot of the people in jail are there because they made a terrible, terrible decision. Doesn't necessarily mean that they are terrible human beings, but they did make a terrible decision. So if you can give them some sort of skill to deal with some of those issues, when they get out, instead of being the guy breaking into your house and stealing your stuff, they can be the guy living next to you, owning a house, mowing the lawn, paying their taxes, and bringing the trash cans up when the trash has been collected. That's a better way to go, don't you think? Sure is. So that's why I do this. And hopefully we're having some degree of effectiveness. If you're interested in volunteering, I'm always amazed by people who don't volunteer. Now, I'm not telling you that you should quit your day job and then go volunteer. And I'm not telling you what to do with your time. However, if you do find that you've got a couple of moments here or a couple of moments there, and you are not volunteering in some way, I think you're missing a lot. I really do. I always tell these guys in my class that I get a lot out of the class. I always feel that way. Heidi knows. Heidi knows that she knows when I'm going to jail, right? Thursdays, I'm always happy. Yeah, I get a lot out of it. And it wouldn't be possible, I should point this out as well for the record, would not be possible without the support of the staff at Pamunkey Regional Jail. It's the only reason we can have that program there. It's the only reason we have any programs. They are some of the finest professionals you're ever going to meet, and they are determined as best as possible to make sure that whoever is staying with them now doesn't become a repeat customer. And that is a good thing. All right, lots of stuff we've got to deal with. As I mentioned to you, the James River Air text line is available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I missed Jim Gilmore this morning. Was he telling us we need to send another couple of $1 billion to Ukraine? I missed it. And in all candor, after he referred to all of the American dollars we had said, well, what did he call it? German? Because I don't think we can. Was it chicken? Wasn't chicken salad? Wasn't fried chicken? Chicken fingers? No. Chicken wings? I don't know. It was something to do with chicken, right? Does anybody remember? Because he just dismissed it and poo-pooed it. I remember that. And despite what some people think, I don't dislike Jim Gilmore. I just think when you look at my money that you're giving to the Ukrainian cause and you can't explain what this Ukrainian cause is, and as Biden did, I mean, he disarmed the American military to arm and equip Ukraine. So I don't quite understand it. But if you heard this morning, then let me know. And I will go back, I promise you, to newsradiowrva.com and take a listen to it. 804 says, Jeff, I thought Gilmore called it chump change. No. He had a much more colorful description, as I recall. 315, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 321, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. See, Herrera is new. Rich. Now, you're right. There is the Jeff Katz sandwich available exclusively at Jake's Place. There is the Jeff Katz hot dog available at the Texas Inn throughout my beloved Commonwealth of Virginia. But you missed two consumables. There is the Jeff Katz blend of olive oil available exclusively at the Olive Oil Tap Room, the shops at Belgrade, Huguenot, and Robius in Midlothian. And while you're down in that area, right across the parking lot at the River City Diner, you will find the Jeff Katz milkshake. So we have four items. Now, you know, there used to be a Jeff Katz beer. And I don't think the brewery that made the Jeff Katz beer is still, well, a brewery. I don't know what it is, but I don't know exactly what it is. But, all of that being said, I'm still open for such a designation. So, you know, I am more. Remember, the last brew we did was the Jeff of Weissen, an orange infused beer, perfect for summertime. But the weather is changing just a little bit. So I don't know, an IJA or something. Could we do one of those? Something a little heavier. If you're a brewer, let me know. right? I mean, Center of the Universe would be perfect for a Jeff Katz brew. I don't know if you could sell it in the actual town of
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Echelon, they might get a little pushback, but we get plenty to go, right, if they do that. Maybe something else. But again, yeah, I would be happy to have a Jeff Katz blend again in the beer division. Maybe my buddy Jeff Ottaviano from the Seven Ladies Winery would do a Jeff Katz, like a Meritage or something. Yeah, we got some options here. We got some options. Hey, I am looking at the full statement from the Attorney General, Jason Meares, who, by the way, is popping by on Monday. Talking about Loudoun County and the public schools. Look, gang, I've said it before, and I will continue to say it. If you are an adult and you want to wear clothing from a different gender or a different species because you're firmly convinced you're a water buffalo and you want to walk around with a water buffalo head up there, do you? I don't care. But if we're going to impose this nonsense on children and we're going to punish children for saying, I don't feel comfortable with a person of the other gender in my locker room while I'm naked, man, we got problems. So Jason Meares says, in the spring, Loudoun County Public Schools weaponized Title IX to punish male students for expressing discomfort at being forced to share a locker room with a female student who was filming them. Following those reports, Governor Youngkin asked my office to investigate the facts. My investigation revealed major alarming concerns, unlawful retaliation, viewpoint discrimination, all tied back to the Loudoun County Public Schools' habitual misuse of authority and disregard for the law. And his office referred the matter to the Department of Education and the Department of Justice. No one should be punished for believing what is taught in biology class. How true is that? We'll keep you up to speed on that, I promise you. Brian Maloney, a media equalizer, will be here at 3:35. It's 3:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It's kind of overcast and, well, about 70, 72 degrees, depending on where you might be. It's the beginning of the end, or the end of the beginning, depending which way you're looking at it weather-wise. Because tomorrow, it looks like we're going to be right back into the soup, 85, 90 degrees for the next couple of days, and humidity once again up through the roof. So today is a good day, I'm telling you. You can have the windows open, relax, probably do that through the sleeping time as well. We've got Rob Chadwick joining us just about an hour from now. He's a retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, headed up a tactical training for them at Quantico for many, many years. Now is the director of education and training for Delta Defense, United States Concealed Carry Association. So it's always great to have him on the program. Tony Pham, another regular on this program, former director over at ICE for President Trump. He's now a senior fellow, the America First Policy Institute. And every week, my dear friend Brian Maloney, who is truly the media equalizer, joins us. And we kind of dive into some of these political issues, the stories through the week that are, well, they're attracting some attention, sometimes not enough attention, but Brian certainly sheds a light on all of it. Brian, thank you for being here, my friend.
Oh, yeah, Jeff, I think that's an accurate intro. I appreciate it. glad it's kind of cooler outside today. You had a break.
Yeah, it is nice, it's relaxing, it's comfortable, and it's not gonna last. So,
I know. Enjoy it while you have it.
Exactly. Hey, what are you making of the latest with this Jerome Powell character? Because the economy is either great or it's in the tank, depending on who it is that you're listening to. And Jerome Powell, from all that I can tell, hates the president so much, he just wants to destroy what's left.
Well, that's a common sentiment out there, especially with Trump, in terms of feeling like Powell is out to get him. Trump wants extremely low interest rates, and Powell doesn't. But remember, Trump originally appointed Powell. Yeah. Now, Powell was reappointed by whoever was running the White House in those 4 years in between. We'll never know. We'll never figure that one out for the life of us. Yep. But whoever was running things for 4 years, they reappointed him. And that's how we got to where we are. His term runs out next year, and he's not going to be continuing. He's not even trying for another term. He's just going to retire. Right. But my viewpoint on this differs from some people, and that is for a couple of reasons, because a lot of my conservative friends say, you know, we need to cut interest rates and Powell needs to do it. And it's fundamentally, Jeff, a misunderstanding of the Federal Reserve's powers and what it can do. You know, it can guide interest rates lower. That doesn't mean interest rates actually go lower. The market decides. Mm-hmm. And the last time Powell went on a rate cutting spree, which was last year, he lowered rates, but rates actually went higher. So the market didn't respond the way that the Fed hoped. So rates went about 100 basis points higher on this series of cuts. So if Powell starts cutting right now, rates will probably go the other way all over again. Trump won't get what he's wanting. And the other thing with Powell is Powell's looking at inflation starting to heat up again. So here's the weird thing about this, Jeff. Is I don't think Trump understands that Powell is actually doing him a favor by keeping rates higher, because if it's holding down inflation, ultimately it's greatly helping the Trump presidency. And, you know, if he actually has to increase interest rates, which is extremely unlikely this year, it would also be helping Trump. If you're holding down inflation, voters are happier. So I think that the White House misunderstands what's going on, and I don't think they get it at all on this. I think trying to cut rates right now would be silly. So Powell stays in his job, trying to cut interest rates down to zero to juice stock markets even higher when they're already at extreme highs, I just don't think it does anybody any good.
Okay. Wow, fascinating stuff. You know, what?
Yeah, it's a different take. You're not going to hear that take from a lot of conservatives like me, but that's where I'm at.
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons that I love having you on, Brian, is that you are analyzing these things, again, through the prism of decades of experience, whether you were on the radio as one of the best talk show hosts ever to sit in front of a microphone or doing the other things?
You're one of the best.
All right. Very nice. But so you see that, and you're willing to say those things. I mean, you're not singing out of the same hymnal necessarily.
Well, I'd be kicked out of the White House for saying what I just said, but I would be telling Trump the honest truth of what I feel would be best for his presidency, because I am on his side 110%. And I would be telling him, let Powell stay in there. Let him keep rates where he wants them. It's helping you. And there isn't an adult in the room willing to just tell Trump the truth and say, look, you're actually better off with what's going on right now. If you want to go out and thunder in public about how rates should be cut to zero, fine, you know, as long as it's just bluster and doesn't mean anything real. If you want to go out and talk that way, that's fine. But don't actually push, you know, sometimes you got to be careful what you wish for and the unintended consequences, because if inflation were to start moving into, you know, high gear again, people are not going to be very happy.
Hmm. Okay, interesting. Let me ask you to follow up on something, Brian. Let me remind everybody, Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, is here. I, too, support President Trump 110%. There's no question, right? Make America great again, 110% support. But I will tell you that the president is being beaten up very unfairly in the disability world. You know, my Julie is severely disabled, and so I am involved in that community and have been for 22 years. And I am hearing people talk about how President Trump is taking benefits away from disabled people. He's not. How he's kicking disabled people off of Social Security. He's not. All of these other things. And so that would be one of the areas you're talking about messaging many times. I don't quite get why there's not better messaging coming from the White House on that, because this is
You know, Trump inherited a Social Security disability system that's been broken for decades and decades. I mean, it's an absurd, unfair, cruel system to everyone involved. And it's so sick and so sad that, I mean, we could spend hours talking about that. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. But number two, you know, you and I have talked about many times on this show of yours, Jeff, that he consistently has the wrong people around him, and that's a major, major problem for the administration. He's got the wrong people in his ear, and some of the people that are around him are consistently very childish kind of people, and they don't really offer anything substantive, and I don't know why they have positions around him. I would have fired everybody three times over by now, and so there are people who continue to have access to him that shouldn't, despite a gatekeeper who is known, you know, Susie, who doesn't let anybody near him, and yet a few people do. You know, it's the whole thing's strange. I never understood it, but you're right. I mean, communication needs to occur on a lot of these issues. I can guarantee you, Jeff, that issue has never come up in any meeting in the White House. I guarantee it. I'll bet no one's ever talked with him about that issue from January 20th to today.
Wow. That's it's sad to think that might actually be the case. What about what's going on in D.C. right now? President Trump says, hey, D.C. police are not getting the job done. We saw that terrible video. The woman who is the commissioner of the D.C. police was asked about the chain of command. And she asked, what's that? Which really inspired a hell of a lot of confidence in the troops. But
you got
Terry Cole, who... let me tell you something. He's an amazing guy, career DEA guy. He was our public safety secretary here in Virginia for a period of time, quite a period of time, and now heads everything up. And it looks like all the crime stats are down. This is overall a victory, is it not?
Well, it's a huge victory. And what he did in taking over the police on a temporary basis, I think he's only allowed to do it 30 days at a time with an emergency declaration. But look, D.C. needs to be back under federal control. It cannot run itself at the local level. We've seen it time and again. And I think, you know, you look at Trump's popularity has gone up in the last week or two. And I mean, the numbers are way up. And I think that is one of the reasons why. I have seen poll numbers in the last few days that are shockingly strong for him. And I think making an assertive action. Everybody knows D.C. is dangerous. Everybody. If you've been there at any time in the last, especially, I don't know, last 4 or 5 years, you know.
Right.
I mean, it goes back decades, but you know what I'm saying. Everybody knows. So it is a very popular thing that he has done. You know, there are a few things like that where he has been taking decisive action and he's benefiting as a result. So, you know, and that, and he won in the appeals court today on the Letitia James prosecution over his business records, and that $500 million judgment was overturned by the appeals court.
Yep.
So, I mean, some things are really going his way. You know, I'm always, Jeff, just trying to give you an honest take on the good and bad of what's going on in there.
Yep.
And, you know, there are a lot of good things going on right now. I would say that he is really on the upswing with things like that. I mean, there are several things that have gone on. And I think trying to tackle voter fraud is another one. So, you know, these are popular things to go after. Even if his executive orders get overturned or whatever, he's out there saying the right things on subjects. But as you and I were saying a few minutes ago, you know, we wish we had his ear because we'd have him talking about a lot of other things, too, that he's forgetting.
Yeah, yeah. And listen, I am absolutely willing to cut slack to anybody who is bringing peace to the world and working apparently like 27 hours each and every day. I mean, how he's able to do what he does.
Well, that was a huge boost that we didn't even talk about. I mean, the peace, he's trying. You know, we didn't have that for a long time. Nobody was trying to bring peace. We didn't have, you know, they wanted, you know, the last 4 years, they wanted that war. They loved that war.
Yep. They absolutely did. Yeah.
He's trying to end it.
Yeah. A lot of questions. Hey, Brian, I want everybody to follow you, remind everybody where they go to see, read, experience Brian Maloney, the media equalizer.
Yeah. So, facebook.com/ Media Equalizer, that's one. Media Equalizer on Facebook. The other one is facebook.com/RedWaveAmerica.
I love it. Brian, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. You are the best. That is
you
Brian
bet.
Maloney, Media Equalizer. You're going to find him on Facebook. Again, Red Wave America on Facebook or Media Equalizer on Facebook. My suggestion, follow both of those pages. You're going to be very, very, very well served. He's the best. That's why I am always so happy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy that he actually is able to make some time for us to just lend some insight. And one of the things that you just heard, and again, one of the things that I really appreciate about Brian, is that he's going to tell you exactly what he thinks. Now, you should never, ever, ever, ever doubt his conservative bona fides, his support for President Trump. But boy, he operates like a surgeon. He's going to tell you what's good, what's bad, in some cases, what needs to go. 3:48, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:54, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Very, very excited about the possibilities for my beloved Commonwealth. No, I'm loving the fact that Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears has closed the gap with Abigail Spamberger. She's knocked 10 points off her lead. That's huge. Now, I understand, because I follow the media. I look at that legacy news media waiting for the vast majority of them to actually do, reporting or journalism. But I look at that because I'm still waiting for them to report on the fact that Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears has closed the gap by 10 points. That's huge. That's huge. And yet we still hear the same reporters. We still hear from the same analysts, the same hacks. Understand something about the vast majority of these folks who purport to be political analysts. The vast majority of them are themselves left-wing folks. And they figured out a long time ago that if they set up shop somewhere, it's usually at some sort of a college, and then they get a title like political analyst, that they can push and pimp their left-wing agenda, but they do it under the guise of being some sort of an expert. Biggest example, obviously, is that the grifter over at the UVA, Larry Sabato, who heads up the Larry Sabato Center for the Promotion of Larry Sabato. How anybody can give him the time of day is beyond me. And all you need to remember about him is his comparison of Trump supporters to Hitler supporters. That's all. Anything after that has zero credibility. He, in my opinion, has zero credibility at this point. I cannot and I will not take anyone seriously who is engaging in that sort of nonsense. And believe me, there are others. There are others out there. Have you seen or heard, aside from this program, reports on Lieutenant Governor Sears knocking 10 points off the lead of Spamberger? I don't think so. I don't think so. But that's the fact. How about the margin of error? 3 to 4 points is what we're seeing, what we're hearing, between Jason Meares and Jay Jones and John Reed and Ghazala Hashmi. That's huge. Absolutely huge. Hey, coming up at 4:20, got a family four-pack of tickets for you to go to one of the final home games at the Diamond for our beloved Flying Squirrels. Don't you dare go anywhere. Oh, it's tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Please make sure you're listening to Rich Herrera, host of Richmond's Morning News. It is 3:57, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.